You're listening to Xi Jinping, The Governance of China, an audiobook produced by CGTN.
What role can the SCO play in promoting regional solidarity? The COVID-19 pandemic has accelerated shifts in the international landscape. The world is entering a period of turbulence and transformation. The international community now faces a major test with choices to be made between multilateralism and unilateralism, openness and seclusion, cooperation and confrontation. What is going on with the world? What shall we do about it? These are the questions awaiting answers from the people of our time. Ancient Chinese teachings tell us that men of insight see the trend, or men of wisdom ride it. Humanity lives in a global village where the interests and destinies of all countries are intertwined. People across the world increasingly yearn for a better life. The trend towards peace, development, cooperation, and mutual benefit is unstoppable. History has proven and will continue to prove that good neighborliness will prevail over a beggar-thy-neighbor approach. Mutually beneficial cooperation will replace zero-sum game, and multilateralism will win over unilateralism. In the current circumstances, the SCO is required to carry forward the Shanghai spirit and deepen solidarity and collaboration. Together, we will contribute more to the stability and development of countries in the region and take more steps towards building a community with a shared future for mankind. 75 years ago, our forefathers won the World Anti-Fascist War and founded the United Nations, thus writing a new chapter in human history. Drawing lessons from the past, we need to act to champion multilateralism, improve global governance, and uphold the international order. We need to follow the principle of extensive consultation, joint contribution, and shared benefits, and build a world where global affairs are discussed by all, the governance system built by all, and development fruits shared by all. The SCO needs to expand its network of partnerships and conduct extensive cooperation with observers, dialogue partners, the UN, and other international organizations. It should play a more active role in international and regional affairs and stay committed to building an open, inclusive, clean, and beautiful world that enjoys lasting peace, universal security, and common prosperity. China cannot be separated from the world in achieving development, and the world also needs China for prosperity. Now, China is speeding up efforts to foster a new development paradigm with domestic circulation at the mainstay and domestic and international circulations reinforcing each other. New mechanisms are being put in place to build an open economy of a higher standard. China will remain committed to a win-win strategy of opening up. It will seek development impetus from the world and contribute more to the world with its own development. We welcome all parties to capitalize on China's development opportunity and make active endeavors to deepen cooperation with China.
You've been listening to Xi Jinping, The Governance of China, brought to you by CGTN. For more episodes, you can download the CGTN app or log onto our website at cgtn.com.